Hey gang, it's Tony here, and as I promised you, I was going to reach out to some of the folks that I've come across that have been leaders in creative ministry, art ministry, and things like that. And one of the ones that I wanted to circle back to is Jesse Nilo. Jesse is the art ministry director of Vine Arts. But Jesse, if you just go ahead and introduce yourself to everybody and just tell them a little bit about yourself and the ministry and the things that you do.
Well, sure. We started back in 2004 in our church. I go to a Vineyard church in Boise, Idaho. And I went up to my worship pastor and said, can we start an art ministry here? He said, what would that look like? And I said, I have no idea. But they said, yeah. So we've been doing this since 2004. We have quarterly themed art exhibits in our church, but it's open to the whole community to enter. Okay. You don't even have to be a Christian to enter artwork, but we do jury it from the perspective of a church environment. And so we also have outreaches. We have an art studio right on the busiest street in Idaho.
Really?
That's been something we've been doing since 2008. And in fact, later today, we're going to have open studio where we invite the public to come out and they can create in a safe, quiet environment. It's a very creative space. And we also do occasional outreaches too to help people maybe heal from trauma or what have you. Just giving people a chance to do art. Even in our sanctuary, we have an art table section where people can process through visual methods as they are not only worshiping to the music, but also listening to the message.
That is phenomenal. So you've taken it beyond, because some of the ideas that I've seen or discussed with people about, especially when it comes to visual arts ministry, has been keeping it within the worship service itself, but you've taken it far beyond that, correct?
Yeah, we really have. And in a lot of people's lives, the art ministry is the front door into the church.
Gotcha. Okay. Now tell me this, because I think I was introduced to you indirectly by a very good pastor friend of mine, Dave Weiss.
And yeah, I love.
Yes, Dave had told me, and this was several years ago. This was before even Facebook was a thing. This is when we were doing things on Yahoo groups. And some of the videos that I saw, some of those early videos that I saw that you had did on YouTube, I did links to those videos way back then. And then I checked back in with you a few years later, and I saw the growth that you guys have done with exactly what you just described to us just then. So, Jesse, tell us this. With everything that you're doing with Open Studios and all the things that you're doing outside of the walls of the church, and especially reaching into the public, how did all of that unfold? I mean, was that after you got the initial green light from the pastor that you started doing that, or did it kind of start in baby steps? Tell us about how everything unfolded, especially to where you are today.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, it has. That's the perfect description, is baby steps. I think, honestly, Tony, I don't think I would have even been brave enough to do this if I had known where it would wind up, because it's kind of big. When I step back and look at the whole thing, it overwhelms me every time. And then God says, okay, just get back to the little day to day, this next email, this next invitation that I want you to make to these people or to those people. And honestly, that's what it has boiled down to all these years, is invite.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, just that word invite is so powerful. And, even our whole church, whether they're involved in the art ministry or not, they feel good knowing that it's there.
Okay.
That people feel good knowing that we care about creativity. We tell them they are creative because they're created after their Father God. They have His DNA. And more ministries across the church are tapping into that without even having to go through our art ministry leaders. They just know intuitively now. It's taken a few years to ingrain that into our church's DNA, but it's definitely there now. But the invitation first that I'm talking about is to invite God to show you what he's already doing.
Wow. Okay, that's
And,
good.
You know, inviting the Holy Spirit and just saying, Lord, you know, I am a willing vessel, and please lead me in this. I don't know what to do. And just saying, I'm humble, I'm teachable. Help me, Lord. What do you want me to do? And he will ask you to invite people.
Okay.
Like, that's the second step, is just inviting people to play.
Okay.
Whether in our case, we focus on a broad range of people with experience, people no experience. You know, we just want to empower and equip every person in their own creativity, whether they're an amateur, which means for the love of something. When you're an amateur, it doesn't mean anything bad. It just means you love doing something.
Okay.
So we want to see that open to those people and help them process their own life or help them worship God in their own creativity, all the way to, you know, working studio artists and everybody in between. And then the third invitation that I really think has, you know, fostered the growth of this ministry is to invite people to help me lead this ministry.
Gotcha.
And usually when I'm inviting them to help, I don't even call it leading. I just call it serving.
Okay.
And that's a lot less scary, but it's the same thing. Otherwise, if I was trying to do all this myself, it would have ended in 2005, I'm sure, because I can't do all this alone, you know, and having a team, it's super encouraging and fun, and it becomes a family.
Now, tell me this. How long of a period of time did you see that you were doing it solo to the point where you started inviting others to help you with it?
That's a fantastic question, too. I waited about a year.
Okay.
I started with just a simple ad in the bulletin, and our church was holding a little ministry fair to the congregation for them to walk through and go, oh, there's a garden ministry, and oh, there's this. And so I said, can I get into this? And they said, well, you're past the deadline, but we'll let you have a little school-sized desk. I sat there with a clipboard and a painting or two, and 24 people signed up. Now, we have a big church. Yeah, we have a church of about 800 or 1,000 or something.
Okay.
So it's big, you know, but I was really still surprised at the number of people, considering I did not know who was an artist in my church at all. So that's how we started, and it's been going ever since. But I waited a good year before saying, hey, so-and-so, I've noticed you've come to all these little different art activities that we've brainstormed together. I didn't appoint leaders or anything at first, because character is probably the most important thing. Relationship, and is somebody gonna go off on other people when they don't get their way, or you know, I mean, or flake out on not showing up when they were supposed to do something important. So I just kind of led the ministry solo, and then invite, you know, and I didn't make all the decisions myself. We all brainstormed together. I said, hey, who wants to come to these meetings? We would brainstorm things. We would move forward. And after about a year, people really were shining. And even the most unlikely, actually, of people were shining. And the people that I thought would be big players kind of disappeared.
Okay.
And so you can't really measure it about talent necessarily.
Yeah.
It's more the heart.
I got you, and I guess that would start off with your first introduction that you shared with us, that you have to invite God to be a part of this, because I'm sure he knows the exact people that are the ones that are supposed to come alongside of you.
Yes, yeah, he does, and it's so good. I mean, you can shape each other. It's the iron sharpening iron, and you grow together, and it's not perfect by any means. But, you know, God works his character through any kind of difficulties, and misunderstandings can become a beautiful opportunity for growing closer to God and each other.
Well, Jesse, this is phenomenal, and especially I'm so encouraged to see that, when you had the first idea with this, you were able to go to your pastor and just kind of, share the idea with him or her, and they gave you the green light. So what about those of us that still have this vision and this passion, but the church either has, we're not able to get the green light from the church, or, it's just something that the church may even, in a few cases, may even frown upon. I don't know if that's still a thing now, but what if we don't get the green light from the church that we're at, but we still have this vision to start some form of a arts ministry? What's your recommendation for folks in those scenarios? What have you seen?
Well, my heart breaks for people who want to serve in ministry through the arts and who are denied the opportunity to do that. And I understand from the church's perspective too, of there are churches that have a history of artists kind of that maybe they came into it with not full maturity as a believer yet, or maybe there were misunderstandings. There's just a whole host of different things. It is fraught with peril, so there's been churches that have been stung and burned, and they don't want to go back there. And so I think education and grace goes a long way toward that, with a whole lot of patience and persistence. I have had every request that I've ever asked in the art ministry. My ratio of getting a no versus a yes is around 60% no. I can't take it personally. I just gotta persevere and, love people, love my staff, love our facility guys and our not get paint on the chairs and things, but it really has to do with God shaping his character in me, even when I'm turned down for things that I have a vision for, which has happened time and time again. For people who just get a flat out no, you are not allowed to do that here. I would say, just be on your face before God again, because you'll look back and it'll be a really sweet time. Whether God is leading you to a different community, or whether he's saying just stick it out, I want to work. God worked in the Apostle Paul for like 13 or 14 years before he got to do his ministry. And let God shape that in you, and it hurts and you're crying out, but God can use that brokenness in you for so much beauty in the future.
Now, do you
God
see,
draw.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Do you see folks that have
Oh.
started a ministry that's not directly associated with a church?
Totally, yes. That's another thing that God might have you do. It could be a catalyst for creating this beautiful multi-church expression or something in your community downtown where you can minister through the arts in a different context. And you know what? It's all still ministry. Even if you stay in, stay in your church and you see another artist in your church, and God says, here, I'm going to download this into your brain to tell that person, to encourage them in their artistic journey. That is ministry. So it doesn't have to be an official, top-down, pastor-initiated thing at all. It really is all the same in the kingdom of God. The word ministry is, half of it is mini ministry.
I like that. I like
Doesn't
that.
mean doing little things to love people. That's really what it is if you go back to the root of the word. So do little things to love people through art. If that is your calling, nobody can take that away from you. God is the activator of art ministries everywhere, and the grassroots beauty of that is kind of what we, our team here in Vine Arts, is turning to next to equip people in grassroots communities through a conference that we give called Reflect.
Yes, now tell us about that, because again, gang, those of you that are listening to me, I was so encouraged years ago when I came across Jessie and what she had been doing at her church, and then I was even that much more inspired when I stopped back around just to kind of see what she was doing online and to see that they have provided resources for those of us that either have already launched some form of creative ministry or are planning to. So, Jesse, if you would, and especially some of the questions that some of my listeners and viewers have submitted to me and I've sent your way, and it seems like it ties directly into some of the resources that you guys are providing. Tell us about all of that and just this new focus that you have as far as how you're helping to equip some of us.
Definitely. Yeah, my pleasure. I love this kind of stuff. I could talk about it all day.
Please do share.
The Reflect Conference, it's a conference for the arts. And okay. It's a brand new project that has been birthed out of J. Scott McElroy's Creative Conferences.
Yes. I know J. Scott. Yes.
He's an amazing
guy. Got one
of
his books here. He's phenomenal.
Oh, phenomenal. He just wrote the Creative Church Handbook, and that's been released for a couple of years now, releasing the power of the arts in your congregation.
Awesome.
We've worked closely with Scott ever since 2012 to give conferences in churches, and so that has been a beautiful thing. And he is focusing on churches, especially for equipping larger churches. And our little gang here in Vine Arts at Boise have decided that we're going to shift our focus into small grassroots communities within churches.
Really?
And outside of churches, too. So,
wow.
So, yeah, we're just kind of multiplying the power of what we're doing here. And so the Reflect Conference for the Arts is going to be in Boise this June 7th through 10th. And
okay. We
hope that you'll consider coming to that conference. It is cometoreflect.com is our website.
Okay.
And that's where you can register. We invite everybody. It's such a wonderful, deep time. We've got Andrew Nemmer coming from New York City. He's a tap dancer.
Okay.
We've got Scott Erickson coming from Portland, Marlita Hill from Los Angeles, and a bunch of other people, too. Dave Blakesley is one of the favorites. He's a potter who delivers such sweet words straight from the heart of God while he's sculpting pottery on stage.
Wow, that is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Now, is this related to what you're doing with Art Fruition, or is that something different? Tell us about that as well.
That's something a little different, because Reflect is the heart of Reflect is to reflect the Lord in our art and our small communities of creative.
Gotcha.
And so I really did see a need, gosh, many years ago actually, for training, mm-hmm. specifically training people in art ministry who were going to serve other people. And that's what I did for the artfruition.com. It is my way of kind of gleaning what I've learned over the years and putting that into a curriculum for leaders to go through on their own, at their own pace, wherever they are in the world. And we engage with each other in community on that learning platform together.
Okay.
So you're interacting with people from Ukraine, Ireland, Canada, United States. As you grapple with the struggles and the challenges and the insights, and not just my insights, but there's a whole host of faculty also who have co-created this with me.
Wow.
Just gleaning what people have learned over the years of leading artists, because it's a little bit of a different thing to be in the community with other artists, and then, versus actually being a leader of artists.
Leader,
it can be kind of a lonely, like I said, challenging experience.
Right.
It's very rewarding. I love what I do, and the fruit of what I've seen has been springing up all over the world, and it's super exciting. So I just want to encourage people out there, if they are, whether they're just starting to lead artists or have been doing it for a long time, I'm here, and we're here for each other, and we're so much stronger in community than we are isolated in our different pockets throughout the world.
That is phenomenal. And again, Jesse, you saw some of the questions that came from my folks, and it seems like that, you have already been blazing the trail to hit some of those needs that many of us have been asking. Hey guys, you know what? I don't think that we have to reinvent the wheel. Again, Jesse is just an example of what God has already been doing, and we've known this. We've known that this movement has already been in motion. Some of us have been active in it, but then a lot of the questions have been coming forth as far as, you know, where do I get started? Where can I find the resources? Where can I find the help? And I believe that, you know, God has been working through Jesse to provide just that. So, Jesse, would you say that a good place for everybody to start taking a look to find out more would be artfruition.com?
I do, yeah. Artfruition.com is my website where you can read about the curriculum. There's a 24-lesson plan. You can choose either a self-paced course, go through it, you can zoom through it, or you can take your time. It's $40 a month. So I'm so excited about that tuition because it's so accessible. I didn't want to put the price really high on this thing because most of us are volunteers. And and still I want to equip people in a high quality way, to give them an amazing experience first and foremost with God their Father, and He's going to lead them in that course. Into the depths of wherever He wants them to go. That's my first priority. And then, you know, once you have God having His way in your heart, He's going to pour out of you from your abundance, from your spiritual fullness, because it is Christ who fills us up. And then when it splashes outward, it's beautiful. It's just rainbows everywhere.
That is amazing. That is amazing. One last question, especially about the curriculum. What's the length of the curriculum? Is it something that's ongoing, or is it a certain length of time, a certain number of months?
It is a 24-lesson course. And so
you said that. That's
yeah, right. It's a lot of, well, a lot of people get through it by taking 1 week at a time.
Okay.
And it's designed for that, but you can go slower, you can chew on things longer, or you can go through it faster. If you spend 4 hours a week on the course, you'll get through it in about 8 months.
Okay.
And so that's the design. But we also have a small group option for people who want that extra accountability and safety of a very small group of 10 to 12 people with the same classmates all the way through. We have one of those launching in September of 2018, and that will go through May of 2019. So if you register earlier, there's a smaller tuition price with that.
Okay. Well, that is phenomenal, and that is wonderful. And, guys, I recommend that you do invest in yourself, invest in the kingdom, invest in the vision that God has given you, because many of you have been communicating and sticking with me over the years, and now we see the answer to many of the prayers that we've had, and I believe that it is worth the investment. So, Jesse, I want to thank you for carving out some time for us. I know that you're busy and on the go, but I do really appreciate you carving out that time to spend a little bit of time with us. Any last thing that you want to share with the audience?
Yeah, I just want to thank you, Tony, first of all. This is an amazing connection that we have, and I'm really looking forward to meet you someday.
Yes.
I do. I just really want to encourage everybody who can to come to the Reflect Conference. It's our tribe, you know? We're all part of this same wiring for this love and this appreciation of beauty. And a lot of us are wired to be more sensitive to beauty and to pain. And
yeah.
there's responsibility that comes with that. And so let's be here for each other. Let's equip and encourage each other in that journey. No one should be alone.
That is phenomenal. Well, Jesse, thank you so much for spending time with us. And I look forward to talking with you more, and I do look forward to meeting you in person.
Thank you so much, Tony.